Hello everyone, my name is Yakubu Bene-Alassan. I'm a resident physician at MedStar Health in Baltimore. We are currently at the ACC conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'd like to speak to you about the findings of our research on electronic cigarettes and heart failure. This is a topic that has been surrounded by a lot of controversy, and I'd like to share with you our findings. So we studied about 175,000 participants in the NIH-run All of Us research program. We followed these participants over a period of close to 4 years, and we wanted to evaluate to see if usage of electronic cigarettes led to development of heart failure. So over the course of this study, we noticed that people who reported ever using electronic cigarettes had a 19% risk of developing heart failure. And this risk was after we had adjusted for social demographic factors, other substances that they could be using like alcohol, other products that they might be smoking, and prevalent conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, as well as their BMI. So we also did some secondary analysis to see the type of heart failure it caused. And we noticed that it was mainly with a particular type of heart failure called HFpEF. It increased the risk of HFpEF by about 21%. So what's the takeaway from our research? Well, it tells us that electronic cigarettes might not be as benign as previously thought. So there's been some studies that have linked it to a lot of adverse outcomes. There hasn't been a lot with regards to cardiovascular studies. Previous studies have linked it to myocardial infarction, and there's been some animal studies that show that it may affect the way the heart contracts, as well as cause some ventricular stiffening. This is the reason why we felt it could be associated with heart failure. Based on the result of our studies, we encourage more researchers to conduct research on this topic. This research should be done in other populations, and they should also take into account some of the limitations of our study so that they can improve upon our study in future studies. But for the time being, we advise that the use of electronic cigarettes be discouraged, especially amongst the youth where it is very popular.